Okay, moving away from Centurion for the moment.
Sure.
Question from Documentary. He wants to know which of the many hats you would prefer to wear if you could only wear one of them. So if you had to pick between writer, director, actor, producer, if you could only have one of those jobs, which would it be?
If I could choose to have one and I knew that it was going to be secure forever, you know, and that would completely pay the bills and stuff like that, which it potentially could, I would have to choose acting. Acting's what I've always wanted to do. It's what I've, since I was 5 years old, as long as I can remember, I've wanted to act. So that would be the hat that I would choose. But directing would closely follow. But I love them all. The one I like the least probably is writing. When you're directing, you're on set. When you're acting, you're on set. It's done. Excuse me. When you're producing, you're creating. When you're writing, you're creating. But you have no way of knowing it's gonna get made. And you're sitting there solitary tapping away on your keyboard. That can be tiring. But I love them all. But acting would be the one I choose. Only because you've asked me, I wouldn't choose generally.
Okay. And kind of follow up then from Lewis. He was interested to find out what made you decide to direct Adulthood.
The decision to direct Adulthood at first wasn't mine. The director of Kidulthood didn't want to do it, and various other directors weren't being approved. And then Pathé and the Film Council, who were the two financiers, got together and said, "Well, maybe Noel should do it." And they asked me, spoke to my producers, and asked me. At first, I was a little bit worried, and then I just thought, you know what? Sometimes you only get opportunities once in life, and even though I wanted to direct in like 5 years' time, who's to say in 5 years' time I'll even have an opportunity? So I just thought I'd do it. Never be afraid to fail, and that's the key. I wasn't scared of it. I just was like, I got to do this and see what happens, and so I did.
Great. And another question from Quinius. She wants to know which actors, writers, directors inspire you. So who do you look up to and respect?
Acting wise. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Samuel L. Jackson, Jennifer Connelly's a great actress. I mean, there's loads. Samuel L. Jackson for a different reason. Philip Seymour Hoffman's a quality actor. Samuel is too, but he's Samuel. Do you know what I mean? He's cool. Directing-wise, I was just saying earlier, Kevin Smith, without a shadow of a doubt. A lot of people look at me weirdly when I say that, but I think that he's like a normal guy that does things that other people can't do because he appreciates what it's like to be a normal guy, and I dig that, and that comes through with his writing as well. So yeah, his dialogue's amazing, so definitely him. Alfonso Cuarón, Tarantino, early Tarantino, Larry Clark before he became a pervert, early Larry Clark. Wow, Aronofsky, Doug Liman, back at the Ghost stage, Christopher Nolan, Memento, loads of people.
Fantastic, cheers.
Spike Lee.